The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Dangerous Visions.
Is by Miranda Emerson.
Food, my darlings. Food for you all. And good afternoon to you. I know. All so hungry. So many tiny mouths to feed. Eat up. Eat it all. I'll bring you more.
Listen.
What?
The birds. The ridiculous birds. Listen. Did you hear that? I heard a parrot. They're turning it into a jungle.
Lee, have you thought about what they're going to ask?
I don't understand why we have to have them at all. They're creepy.
Well, you can't have a whole country terrified of birds. That's like a country terrified of grass. No, they're normalising us. Don't you see? It's a good sign. If they're trying to normalise us, it means things are moving on.
But where are they, Is? You look up, they're not even there. I tried climbing one of the trees once. Up and up and up you go. Branch after branch. Looks like an English wood. Sounds like the Serengeti.
Look, you do understand, don't you, how important this is. Now, this is 6 years' work. 2 degrees. You have to take it seriously.
They're just sitting there. Somewhere. Behind the leaves. Singing like a zombie choir. Hello!
You haven't done any prep, have you? No, this is your chance at a real career, a real future.
Can I take you in with me?
No, but you can have a kiss. I'll be waiting for you.
Wish me luck.
Luck.
Faculty of Planning. Level 4.
Is going to define the ongoing cost of restructure.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to your thesis. Reimagining Britain's railways for a post-curfew age. You make the assumption that citizens north and west of London will require a transport infrastructure from pretty much the first day after curfew ends. But isn't that hopelessly unrealistic?
Well, you can provide the infrastructure or you can have chaos. By the time any of this is put in place, 24-hour curfew will have been with us for at least 15 years. Mm-hmm. People haven't seen their families in a decade. You lift curfew and people walk straight out of their houses and they all keep walking until they find their parents, their brothers, their sisters. And you can't keep telling people that they'll have to wait. Some of us have been waiting our whole lives to start living. If you say to people, you can have transport in 5 years, you can have employment in 10... You go straight from martial law to a state of anarchy.
You have a very bleak view of human nature, Mr. Weathers.
No. It's the opposite. I believe that people have immense wells of resilience, of strength. But we've been asked to give up so much in the past 15 years. If you want to ask for more sacrifices, you have to do it in a way that shows you understand. You appreciate that people are suffering. But what I'm trying to say is that you need to make it clear to people that you've been thinking about their needs all along. Even if you haven't.
You seem to have an unusually strong sense of the outside world for someone who must barely remember it.
I was 10 when curfew came down, and I was living with my mum for another 8 years before I got rehoused.
You've been in a housing unit for 6 years. That's a long time to go without seeing your mother.
Yes, it is.
And in all that time, you've never tried, physically, to leave your unit?
No. How could I? I mean, that's... Sorry, I don't understand.
But the reason I ask, in your thesis you refer to a subculture, a human subculture of people scavenging around the train tracks in London and Manchester. But Piero and Raymond refer only to a group that is found to be living under a bridge near Crystal Palace. You refer to pregnant women and the risk to public health of babies born without antiviral treatment. But Piero and Raymond found only groups of men. There are no records of women living vagrant in any of the studies in your bibliography, which made us wonder where you had got the idea that this might be a problem, and whether it was related to the fact that your housing unit is located in Stockport. Mr. Weathers, do I need to caution you?
Common room. Is? Is he? Has anyone seen Izzy? Has anyone seen Izzy? Library.
Hey, I'm looking for Izzy Templis, a tall girl, brown hair, doing maths.
I haven't seen her.
Battlefield commander.
Izz! Izz!
Which side?
What?
Whose side are you on?
I'm not playing!
Well, get off the battlefield then!
No, I'm looking for a girl called Izzy Templis! Long brown hair! Izzy!
I'm here!
Where?
In the trash! Okay. No, not that one! The one behind you!
Oh, I've done something stupid!
How stupid?
I can't talk here. Come on, take my hand. Take my hand. We'll go to the woods.
What? So, did you get it?
I haven't got much time. Just let me talk. 6 years ago, I did something really, really stupid. I was angry, Izzy. I was 18. I didn't think.
What did you do?
They were still dosing everyone with antiviral, and the delivery truck was coming with the pills every week. I used to watch it through the hatch, and I could see there were spaces on the truck, spaces for soldiers or police, except no one ever stood in them. So then I started to take apart the hatch at night to see if I could get out and then back in again.
You went out?
I went out.
And they know. Lee, how do they know?
I put something in my thesis, something I saw. I wanted to be a real scientist, Izzy. I wanted to see something and write it down.
Oh, they'll expel you. They'll drop you down a level.
My access are in use at 4 at midnight. Now, if they kick me out at 4, we have 3 minutes.
Oh, you idiot. Why would you do that?
I'm sorry, Iz. I'm so sorry. We weren't together yet. I was only risking myself.
Oh, did you touch anything? Did you get sick?
I was only out for 20 hours. I touched nothing living. I ate nothing. I came home. I took my antiviral. I didn't get sick. I was fine. There were birds in the trees, Izzy. There was grass.
We're all suffering, Lee, but we wait. We wait because that's what we've been told to do.
I'm scared, Izzy. I'm scared. I don't know where I'm going. Will there be anyone I know? Will I see you again? God, I want a kiss. Sorry, I dropped the jaw set down the side of the sofa. Just wait. Nearly. Okay. Kiss me. What will happen at 4 o'clock? How will I know?
I think you just disappear.
Izzy, I dream about you all the time. I can feel you beside me in the bed. I dream about curfew ending. There's a siren wailing like in those films about the Second War. And the locks fly open, the doors swing back, and you're standing there outside my door. When this ends, I will come and find you. I will walk across the country if I have to. You have to wait for me, Izzy. Promise me. Please. Please. Promise me you'll wait until I come for you.
My access number is 188-9347. Hello? Are there any lights? It's very dark in here.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? My name is Lee. I can't see where you are.
You're in a cave, lad. I'm standing at the mouth. Can you see any light?
I can't see anything.
Walk towards my voice. It's hard, isn't it? Meeting people like this. I never know what to say. I wasn't good at virtual worlds even before curfew.
I'm just grateful for a bit of help. I don't know where I am.
You're on level 6.
I can see the light now. What is it? It's too bright for the sun.
The sun's different here. It's brighter. Don't try to look up. You'll hurt your eyes. I'm holding my hand out. Keep walking. Keep walking.
There.
I've got you. I'm Will.
How can you see? It's blinding.
I've been here a long time.
How long?
Years, I suppose. I don't really remember. There was no one here when I came. No one I could find.
We're alone.
When your eyes are stronger, you'll see there are a line of quarries over there. Huge, like empty lakes, with little hills between them. I think I've seen movement far away, on the sides of the furthest one.
My eyes are burning.
Cover your face. It gets easier. When I first came here, it gave me terrible headaches. I'd lie in bed at night back in the unit and my eyes would burn, like I'd scorched them. In the end, I rang medical and they sent me these blue pills.
Pills?
One a day. For anxiety, depression and the effects of sun damage. I couldn't cope before the blue pills.
But other people have come. Like me. Through the cave.
Yeah? But they don't come back. They come for a few days. Some of them for weeks. And then they're gone again. I tell them to take the pills, but I don't think they can cope.
If I ring medical?
Ask for the blue pills. Level 6. They're called platins. One a day. You'll come back, won't you?
I will. I'll come back soon. 1889347. Logging out.
Please state your access number to pass to the main menu.
1889347.
Good evening, Mr. Weathers. There are 138 hours remaining until your next comestible delivery.
Access status, please.
Access adjusted as of 1600 hours, 23rd June 2091. Access allowed to level 6.
What is level 6?
I'm sorry, I did not understand the question.
What is my job, my duties? What is level 6?
I heard I am sick. Do you wish to be rerouted to medical?
No. What is level 6?
I heard I am sick. Do you wish to be rerouted to medical?
No. Employment status, please.
Employment status adjusted as of 1600 hours, 23rd June 2091. Current employment status is unavailable.
Medical, please.
Rerouting you now. Good evening, Mr. Weathers. You are through to medical. How can we help you today?
I need blue pills. I'm sorry. I need platins for level 6.
I heard. I need platins. Please confirm.
Yes.
Generating prescription for platins. Next medical delivery scheduled for 1500 hours, 24th June 2091. Please acknowledge.
Yes. Yes, okay.
Good evening, one. Good evening, all. Seeds for the children. An old bird for an old bird. Never thought I'd be a killer in old age.
News.
Talked to Dr. Rufus Campbell from Avian Advisory to ask if Britain could be vulnerable to the new strains reported in the Middle East.
The fact that the strains continue to develop comes as no surprise to us, but we remain convinced that the solutions we've introduced into the current population will act as safeguards against not just the immediate virus of 11331.
News off. Music on. Louder.
Medical delivery. Please put your hands away from the hatch. Medical delivery is being made in 20 seconds.
Izzy, it's so beautiful out here, you have no idea. Look at it. Look at what we'll be living in. Oh, God, I miss you.
Ah! I have a gun.
I don't. Please don't shoot.
You need to leave. Back the way you came.
I just need to keep going south. Please. I'm sorry. Please. Now, I'm gonna go now. Okay?
You look like you're starving.
Sorry?
I said, you look like you're starving.
I don't know what to eat. I don't know what's safe. I've been eating grass. Apples when I can find them, leaves, anything.
How long have you been out?
2 weeks, I think. I'm trying to go south. My shoes have broken.
I've got shoes. I could cut the ends off an old pair.
Yeah, that would be great.
If you try to hurt me, or take anything that's mine, I will shoot you. Do you understand?
Keep looking down. There are wires everywhere.
Wow. What's with all the screens?
I'm watching the watchers watching you. But not me. I don't exist.
It's like a castle in here.
It isn't mine. I stole it. Well, inherited it. Sort of. The owners died in the outbreak. They generated all their own electricity, so we're off grid. Not much food in winter, but lots of lovely electricity. I don't know your name.
It's Lee. Lee Weathers.
Hello, Lee. I'm Sylvia. Would you like some wood pigeon to eat? That's all there is.
Is it safe?
The emergency ended a long, long time ago, Lee. There's no more virus. The birds are safe. The food chain is safe.
Then why? I don't understand. We're under martial law.
Let's have some lunch.
So I was at school on level 4, and I knew I was doing well. They brought in these exams, entrance papers and psychological tests that sent you off to level 5 or 6 or 7 or 8. Except no one ever got into 8.
Oh, it's a government level. They train for government. It's very small.
Well, I was still living at home then. Just me and Mum. Then they brought in the independent living clause and I was nearly 18, so I had to move out. Mm. We were sort of coping, you know? The two of us, after curfew. It'd always been just us, so we were okay. But then everything changed. I was on my own, and level 7 at university was different. And then I met Iz. I couldn't believe my luck because she was perfect. So funny and clever and beautiful. And she liked me. She liked me.
You did well, making it to level 7. You see, I watched the numbers, your access numbers, identity numbers. My screens are linked to the databases, and if you know where to look, you can see where people are. I watch the access numbers come and go, watch them move up and down through the levels. I watch them disappear.
Because people are still dying?
Not from avian flu. But the numbers are going down. They drop all the time. The numbers on 7 and 8 make sense. But the numbers on 5 and 6, the people disappear. What was it like in 6?
I started off in a cave, completely dark. But when I made it out into the light, the sun was blinding. But there was a man called Will, and he helped me to get out. He told me about blue pills called platins.
What? Platins, platins, Plato, the cave. It's a joke.
Well, I didn't get it.
No, well, probably it wasn't meant for you, civil servants. Never mind, go on.
Will said the pills were for anxiety, depression and the effects of the sun, but do you think they...
I think it's just as well you didn't take them. So what's down south? Family?
Isabel. Izzy. She's down there. In London. I asked her to wait for me, and then I thought, what if she can't? I mean, what if it's too hard? I don't really care how long curfew lasts or what I have to do afterwards, but I have to be with her. I have to. She's everything. She's my family now.
Do you know how to get to London?
Well, I know it's south. I'm doing my best. I haven't got a map.
Do you think you'd like a guide?
Do you want me to slow down?
No! I'm quite capable.
No, I know. But do you want me to slow down?
Well, stop soon. I've got to find us something to eat before it's dark. Do you know how to make a fire?
Not much camping after curfew.
Oh, it's okay. I'll show you. Let's stop.
How do you know the way to London? I mean...
Well, we used to live there. And I've walked down 3 times now since curfew. It's not hard. I was a spy once, you know. A surveillance operative, long time ago, War of the Eastern Med. I stayed on afterwards watching the dissenters. And then I came back home. I was 29, didn't know what to do with myself, so off I went again. Except that this time it was that mess in North Africa and we shouldn't have been there. I did not do as I was told, and I was asked to leave the service.
Wow. I mean, what do you do after you've been a spy?
Banking, for a bit. Consultancy. When curfew came down, I was living in a folly in Nottinghamshire that I'd borrowed from a university friend who worked as a consultant to the Home Office. I was pretending to write a book, but really I just sat there all day eating and looking out the window. Then the bird virus arrived and people started dying. Every day the numbers, up and up, 10,000 dead, 50,000, 500,000... 8 million infected in year one. And I thought, sod it. I'm never getting that pension. I'll stay here and eat the birds and wait to die. When a year had gone by and I still wasn't dead, I moved into the main house, wrapped the corpses, buried them, and then I started to watch the screens. Can you get some branches together? I'm going to go and shoot something.
I'm getting used to this pigeon now. You know, if you put me on the right road, I'd probably make it there on my own, you know?
How would you find her?
Years ago, when we weren't even going out, she talked about her final memories. Before curfew and before they nailed the windows up. She said they built 3 towers, black and silver, out by the airport. I know she lives within sight of the towers.
Or lived. She'll have been moved into a housing unit at 18, just like you.
Yeah, I suppose. But it's a place to start.
And what will you do when you find her?
I'll tell her, I guess. Tell her the emergency's over.
But it isn't. That's the problem. Why are they clinging on to curfew? In 2076, when I started watching the screens, there were 77 million identity numbers in the system. That's the 85 million in the country, minus all the dead from the outbreak and anyone off the grid. Let's allow a mortality rate of 20 people per 1,000 each year. With a 2% drop in population numbers year on year, I should be able to see at least 55.5 million identity numbers online. Are you following this?
I'm trying to.
There are currently 32 million identity numbers in the system. That means 23 million people are missing, or dead, or disappeared. Our population has more than halved in 15 years. I've lost all the feeling in my legs. Help me up. Oh. Promise me something.
Yes.
Promise me you won't go back. It's very hard to walk away when everyone you know has taken the same path. We're not very good at risking being wrong or different or alone.
Well, I won't be alone. I'll have Izzy.
If she lets you down, Lee. I'm not saying that she will. I'm just saying, please, be prepared to make some tough decisions for yourself. Yes? Lovely boy. Good night.
Good night. Come on, let me carry it.
I'm fine. I don't need any help.
But let me carry it till lunch. It looks heavy.
It's mine. You've got the food to worry about.
But what have you got in there anyway?
A bit of ammunition and... My whole life, Lee, I have been a witness. A witness to war, terrorism, money markets. I am 81 years old and I would rather die on my feet doing something than live another 20 years chewing cud.
But what are you going to do?
I'm going to break the system. Hey! Lee!
What?
Look up!
Oh! I haven't seen a plane since I was a kid.
Makes you wonder who's on it. Now, you see where everything stops? The roads, the grass? That's the airport. It's vast. We're on the western side.
Those towers to the south, there, just on the skyline, do you think that's them?
Oh. Stay low. Better be careful. Though they're less observant than you'd think. If that's the main patrol, we'll give them a minute to get round the corner and then go and look at your towers. It takes them 15 minutes. Okay. You go first. There's always a guard inside the lobby of the tower, but he goes into the office at 4 a.m., noon, and 8 p.m.
Okay.
He's normally gone for 10 minutes.
You got all this from 3 visits?
I might have lied about the number. Actually, there's something else. You need to come and see this. You see the grey board?
It gives you the occupants of each floor of the tower. I'm sorry, Lee. You need to read the second board.
Floor 14, procurement. Floor 15, water security. Floor 16, will. Floor 17, may. Floor 18, is. Floor 18, is. What am I doing here, Sylvia?
I'm sorry.
What does it mean?
Come with me. The grey housing block over there. I'll show you. If you check enough units, you normally find someone with their screen on loudspeaker. Okay, that's someone's voice. Put your ear against the door. Tell me who you hear.
No, I'm just delighted you came back. Did you take the pills?
They knocked me out. I'm sorry, Will. I can't even stand.
That's normal. I got that too. Don't worry about it. Is the light easier today?
I guess. I haven't got my headset on.
You have to put the headset on. Just try it. Deep breath.
So what? Will isn't real. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. He's a program. Will is level 6. The thing is, dear boy, none of you is mixing with each other. As far as I can tell, in your online worlds, you only ever interact with programs. You think you're talking to other people, but you're not. Come on, we're going to try the next one up. Not on speaker, but listen.
Izzy, wait. I'm not as fast as you. No, stop. No. I have a paper to write.
She's everywhere.
Izzy, you're driving me mad.
She's everywhere. No. Isabel is here. She's in that tower. But not in the way you think. She's a computer, a program. She was your guide, Lee, your guide through level 7. And she's guiding millions of other people. Millions of others just like you. Here we go. Are you ready?
I don't know.
Look, all those years in the service, taking the exams, training, all that time, I hated guns. I hated the very idea of them. I was an idealist. I joined the service to make the world a better place. It took less than one day inside an actual war to understand that a gun could save my life.
I didn't sign up to be in a war. I haven't done anything wrong. I've been a good citizen, Sylvia. Mostly. You know, the first time I broke out of the unit, do you know what I saw? It was night. No street lighting, nothing. Just the moon. I walked the train tracks and I followed the light of fires. And there were voices. Real, dirty voices. They were roasting a bird on a spit. I didn't understand. If the virus was still in the food chain, why weren't they dead? But I didn't question it. I accepted it all, Sylvia. I walked back up the train tracks, climbed back into my unit, I fixed the hatch back on. I thought I was doing the right thing.
You see? The cut on the tree over there. It's where the branches come off. I'm going to stand here behind you. I'm going to support your arm and you are going to fire into the cut. Now, feet apart. Find your balance. Balance the weight of the gun in your hand. Support with your left. Now, gently squeeze the trigger. Again. Good. You feel better?
I don't know what you want me to do.
I want you to help me break Iz. I only need 10 minutes inside her. 10 minutes without an interruption. I'll do the work. All you have to do is hold the gun. I'm not going
going to risk using the lifts, so we need to go up the emergency stairs. He's picking up his screen. He's got his food. Okay, we go. Oh, give me a minute. I need my head on straight for this. Lee, if you have to do something awful, I want you to remember why we're doing this.
I know. I'm ready. How do you know which screens to go to?
Doesn't matter. I have passwords. These screens should all allow me to access the servers. I spent nearly 2 years trying to break through their firewall. No good. So I bypassed it. I can't pay attention to anything other than this, so you need to be my eyes. Be ready to fire, even if it's just to scare them off for a couple of minutes.
Okay. Do you have clearance to be in here?
Of course we do. We're from technical auditing.
My name is Dr. Templis. Stop doing that. I'm going to need to see some credentials.
Is he?
Yes.
Lee.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Doctor. You have to let us work. And if you come any closer, I'll shoot.
I'll go back to my office.
No! She can't leave. She'll set off the alarm. You stay there!
How did you know my name?
You sound the same.
Oh, you've come from level 7.
Exactly the same. I walked across the country for you.
Was it the towers? When I mentioned the towers? Oh, we pulled them from the script 6 years ago. It was stupid of me. I used my own memories. I wanted it to be natural.
I thought, after I found out about level 7... about you. I didn't imagine there'd be a real Izzy.
She isn't the real Izzy. She's just the voice, the actor.
I built Izzy. She was my design.
So is you, yeah?
She's me. Yeah. And she's my project. I made her. I narrate her.
You're the first person I ever slept with. I lay in bed and thought about you every night for 5 years. Every plan I had, every thought of my life to come was built around the life I was going to make with you.
I don't know your name.
It's Lee.
Oh, Lee. What you felt for me was real.
No! No, it wasn't!
All that love you felt for me, that came from you, Lee. I didn't manufacture that love. I didn't program it. It was real, human emotion. It was important. How would you have coped all those years without love, or hope, or faith? Does it really matter that I wasn't real?
What was the point of me surviving? Why bother to keep me alive at all?
Because you were chosen. You were level 7. We wanted you to survive the curfew.
And level 6? Would he have survived level 6?
Lee... this country faces challenges beyond anything you can imagine. And we went into curfew with unparalleled levels of debt. A decision was taken to prolong curfew, to try and reorganise financially, structurally. Now, I understand your revulsion at the work done on levels 5 and 6, but we are building a better country from the ground up. And you were chosen because you were bright. We wanted you to survive. We wanted you to join us.
By making me love you.
Well, everyone gets their heart broken. A little, at first. That's how we learn.
Lee, you've got 2 more minutes. I'm nearly up and running. Say what you need to say, because then we leave.
Iz will survive only as long as curfew does. For those who don't make it that far, they'll have known love. They'll have known consolation. And for the rest, Izzy will fade away. She'll change. She'll disappoint. I'm working on our exit strategies right now.
I've planted 3 viruses. They're attacking the lowest level of coding. Izzy's dying.
How do you think people will cope? How would you have coped, Lee, if Izzy had melted away in front of you? If Izzy had left you? If Izzy had died? How many of the 5 million people on level 7 will understand what happened? You're giving them no context. They still believe the world outside their door is poisoned. And you're leaving them alone. Unloved, with no one to talk to, in a world they cannot navigate.
Sylvia?
You know she's lying to you, Lee. She's been lying to you for 6 years. I know people like Iz. I've walked in her shoes. I know what it's like to feel special, clever, to feel that only you can serve your country because only you can understand what the little people need.
I invented Iz to nourish the best and the brightest. All of those with something to give would be saved. And we wanted you, Lee. We wanted you to come with us, to be part of a better country.
A smaller country?
I did the best I could. I acted out of love. Lee, when you were with me, could you not feel that? Could you not hear it in my voice?
Yes. Yes, I could.
I brought you a message of love. I inspired you to do something amazing. You walked across the country for me. You braved death for me. Your hope was unstoppable, irrepressible.
It was.
Now take everything you felt for me, take all that love and multiply it 5 million times. That is what you're taking away from people. That's what you're trying to kill.
I'm ready.
Listen to me, Lee. Iz is housed in giant data units in the countryside. Now, these data units pull down new versions of her once an hour. Now, the viruses which are corrupting Iz here will not affect Iz in the wider world for, I don't know, another 30, 40 minutes. Now, if you feel uneasy with the decisions your friend has made...
I don't know.
Okay, then stop it now. We can sit down, we can talk.
You have my permission to shoot her.
I don't want to play God.
Well, it's too late, Lee. You're playing God already. Taking Iz away, giving her back. Now, it will take me 15 seconds. I can shut down the servers. Just let me buy Iz a little time. Time to think.
Shoot her.
No, Iz, please, please, just stay there.
Give it to me, I'll do it.
No!
Give it to me. She isn't real.
Please, Lee, please. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We'll get to a doctor. You have to give me a moment, Lee. I'm going to shut down the servers.
I didn't.
Shh, it's okay. Don't panic.
What's that noise?
It's nothing. It's the lifts.
She isn't breathing.
She isn't
breathing.
Shh, just stay where you are, Lee. It's all in hand. Now, just...
Oh, God.
Give me the gun. This is a war, Lee. A war for the future of our country. And we're going to win it. Together. You and I... We're going to win this thing. In Iz by Miranda Emerson. Lee was played by Sasha Dewan and Sylvia by Sean Phillips. Iz by Jamie Barbakoff and Will by Craig Ells. All other parts were played by Clive Hayward, Scarlett Brooks and Matthew Watson. The director was Emma Harding.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.